last. The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver.
Amazing. Thank you. I love that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're all doing well. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
And we're going to get rocking and rolling today. It's a Thursday. You know what that means, right? We get a visit from Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional attorney and expert, and always a thrill. Hi, Chris Ann Hall.
Hello.
Hi there. And by the way, catch the Chris Ann Hall Show. Because I'm telling you, if you want a way to understand the Constitution, if you want a vehicle for you and your family to understand the Constitution, you go to chrisannhall.com. It starts with a K. K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. Did I get that right? Hall. and you must make sure that you are getting her courses on this, because I'm telling you, she sheds a light like no other. I want to start out, Chris Ann Hall, and by the way, the Chris Ann Hall Show is amazing. My governor said that he could mandate, according to the 10th Amendment, that the Constitution gives him the authority to mandate mask wearing. I would like for you to comment on the word mandate and the fact that he's using the 10th Amendment to do so.
Well, it's crazy. I don't get this. You know, well, maybe I do. We've been teaching all this stuff wrong for so long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should not be totally shocking to us that people are constitutionally illiterate.
Right.
So let me explain to you how this works. The 10th Amendment says that the powers not delegated to the United States are reserved to the states or to the people respectively. Now, what that does is it sets up a hierarchy, Kate, and it establishes that all power comes from people.
Okay.
That the majority of the power is reserved to the political body of the state, and that the minority of the power has been delegated, not surrendered, delegated to the federal government. So where the ability to... I'm going to use these words properly. The ability to mandate a mask exists at the state level, but not at the federal level. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the distinction that the 10th Amendment makes, that if there's going to be a mandate of a mask, it has to be done at the state level and not at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the governor to say that the 10th Amendment gives me the authority to mandate a mask is a complete error in understanding of the 10th Amendment. Because what your governor is actually saying, Kate, is that I am the state.
Interesting.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying I am the state. And that's what kings say. That's not what governors say. Because remember, the power is reserved to the states and to the people, respectively. The state has no authority that the people themselves have not delegated to the state through the Constitution. Your Constitution delegates specific enumerated powers to each branch of government and then states that a separation of powers is absolutely necessary.
So
your governor, being the executive branch, does not have the authority to issue orders that carry the force of law, because that would be the executive branch creating legislation, which is the most violent attack against the rights of the people through separation of powers.
Amen. So the 10th Amendment giving power to the states does not mean that the power of the state means whatever the governor wants it to mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the 10th Amendment. Let's be careful, because okay. the 10th Amendment does not give power to
yes.
the states.
Yes.
The 10th Amendment states that anything that's not yeah. delegated is reserved.
Is
to
reserved.
The
state.
So
sure.
all the because you when you know when you go through my state sovereignty class, you see all power, political power mm-hmm. originates in the state.
Right.
The states delegated power to the federal government.
Right.
All power, whether political or not, originates in the people. So the states are not limited. The states are not unlimited in their authority. The Constitution of the state then delegates authority by the people to the positions in the state.
Excellent. I'm so glad you answered that, because people all over the place right now, because they're counting everything as COVID without a test now, all you have to have is two symptoms, a cough and malaise or a cough and a headache, and you're now marked as a positive COVID test. The deaths haven't gone up. The cases have. And so now you're going to have governors all over in their domino effect saying mandatory masks. So that's why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. So people will hear this from their governor, too. Now, the Supreme Court has been going a little crazy. Do you want to talk about some of the Supreme Court decisions?
Yeah. And what's crazy is, you know, everything is so politicized. You have whenever you see the headlines, you say the Supreme Court rules against Donald Trump, or the Supreme Court rules in favor mm-hmm. of the Native Americans. When in reality, what you're saying is that the Supreme Court can't make a decision based on the Constitution or based on law. They have to pick sides.
Right.
And that's not how the Constitution works.
Right.
So we have two cases that have to do with Donald Trump's tax returns. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I actually even pulled up an article today by the Gateway Pundit. Supreme Court rules Trump must release tax records to the New York grand jury.
Okay.
So that's the first one. So these two cases are, can the tax returns be subpoenaed by a state prosecutor? And the other cases, can the tax records be subpoenaed by Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, the Supreme Court, their opinion is correct in both cases.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, the president does not have immunity against criminal prosecution while he's in office.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the president immunity. There's nothing in the Constitution that says he cannot be investigated on the state level. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that he can.
Right.
So the grand jury, which is the prosecutor, subpoenaing Donald Trump's records based on a criminal accusation would mm-hmm. be proper. And the Supreme Court said, yes, they can do that. Now, the problem is, Kate, not that they have the power to do that, because
mm-hmm.
that has to be. Your president can't have immunity from criminal activity while he's in office, because then he's a king.
Okay.
And our founders were very careful about that. Problem is that our prosecutors' offices have become weaponized by political factions, so that the prosecutors are able to subpoena through frivolous criminal lawsuits
mm-hmm.
and then leak them to the public, things that would not already be available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the prosecutors doing what the Congress is not allowed to do. Because the second case is, can Congress subpoena Donald Trump's records? No, they cannot, unless they have made criminal allegations through impeachment.
They have to have made those through impeachment. Okay. That was my biggest question, was on what premise just to go after somebody. So I just wondered about that.
Yeah, no, it's a huge, and I mean, the court was very good about this. They marked that this is a huge separation of powers
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have Congress being able to harass the president like this.
Right.
You have to have the separation of powers, and Congress can only subpoena records through impeachment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for shedding some light on that. I always love it how every single thing the Supreme Court does is either pro-Trump or against Trump. they're the Supreme Court. It's really crazy. It is.
I mean, I just, every I simply don't get it because here we have a situation where it's all about, you know, like the whole world is about Trump. And I, no, it's actually about the Constitution. And of course, Gorsuch is going to get a huge ding in this.
Okay.
Because, you know, we told you he was going to side with the Constitution. He has. What's interesting is, Kate, just one last thing before we go. Thomas and Alito registered dissent in these opinions, but they don't actually dissent. They disagree with how the court worded their opinion. They don't actually dissent in the conclusion.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you read about Supreme Court allowing a plan for religious limits to Obamacare.
I haven't had a chance to look into that one yet.
Okay.
I was buried in this one and then the Supreme Court opinion on the Creek Nation in Oklahoma.
And on that one, did you want to give a minute on that one?
Sure. This is going to be huge. I've been telling people this is the sleeper of our 2020 because what has happened now is the Supreme Court has said that in a treaty, we gave title to this land in Oklahoma, specifically in legal terms, we gave them fee simple title and made in the treaty the language that it would never, ever go back to a territory or a state belonging in the United States. So we gave them complete, unlimited ownership of this land. And the Supreme Court says, hey, you know what? Just because we've ignored that for the last 100 years doesn't actually undo that treaty. So, yes, this land, which includes part of Tulsa, Oklahoma, belongs to the Cree Nation.
So the reason that came about was because a man who was convicted of child abuse said he couldn't be convicted based on the fact that he didn't live in the United States.
Well, no, he said he couldn't be convicted by the state of Oklahoma because he's not a citizen of Oklahoma. It would be like somebody saying, in America, if you're French, you would have to be tried by the federal government.
Hold on just a second. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. But don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose.
There you go. The Killers with Don't Fence Me In. Either that or the Bing Crosby version. Whatever. They're both good. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Got Uncle Milty and Chris Ann Hall to finish her point. And I really wanted to hear that again because you were launching into something that was important for all of us to know about this, what you called the sleeper decision. You might want to give it the 30-second again, you know, what this is to preface that.
Well, here we have in 1833... the federal government made a treaty with the Muscogee Creek Nation in which they gave them land west, what's west now, the western part of Oklahoma, because Oklahoma was not a state at the time, right? It was just a territory. And so they gave them this portion, this western portion of land after they chased them off the land they were already living on. So they moved them out of the Midwest, pushed them down into this now Oklahoma area, and said, we will now give you fee simple title, which is complete and absolute ownership. If you have fee simple to something, then you have ownership, and nobody else can tell you how to own that, what to do with that land. It's a permanent title. And it said not only was it fee simple, but that it would never, ever go back into a territory of the United States or into a state of the United States. So it was very, very clear and very, very direct that this is your property and we will never take it away from you again.
Right. Okay.
And so over a period of time, to, you know, sort of shorten the long story, Congress has tried to renege on that with ambiguities and statements, and the Civil War came in and they said, okay, well, the Civil War changes this treaty. You don't get to have this land anymore because you didn't join us in the Civil War or whatever. But Congress never specifically renegotiated that treaty. And because they never renegotiate, well, I say Congress, but the federal government, because a treaty has to be negotiated by the President of the United States and then ratified by the Senate. So the treaty was never renegotiated.
Okay.
They just simply said, by congressional act, we're going to assume authority over your land. And the Supreme Court said today, you know, unless there's a change in the treaty, you can't do that. Now, the question becomes, because this is like Uncle Milty says, it's going to open up a huge can of worms. Mm-hmm. We're talking about good half portion of the state of Oklahoma.
Right.
And now what do we do with it? So let me ask you this question, Kate.
Okay.
If someone gave you 10 acres with a house on it and gave you fee simple title and said in the contract, I'm giving this to you as compensation for what I've done to you by moving you, and I'm going to let you have this forever and I will never ever take it back.
Okay.
And then 3 years later, you get into an argument, and they say, no, my bad, it's mine now.
Right.
How is it that the federal government can so disregard treaties?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like that.
You're right. You're right.
And the problem is not... Now, the problem is that Oklahoma has acted in faith on unlawful acts of the federal government by thinking they actually have a state, and the Cree Nation or the Creek Nation was their land was taken away from them, and the Creek Nation realizing that the treaty was never vacated legally, so it's still theirs.
And they've been illegally collecting state income tax from everybody that lives there.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say everybody, because we do have ways to collect taxes from U.S. citizens when they live on foreign soil.
Oh, yeah.
So this, what they would be illegally doing is taking taxes from people who live in that, on the Creek Nation, who are members of the Creek Nation.
Right. Okay.
And you could argue that U.S. citizens and citizens of the state of Oklahoma who are living in the Creek Nation, who are not, who have not relinquished their citizenship, who are just simply residents in the Creek Nation, are still subject to the jurisdiction of the state of Oklahoma and these United States.
Okay.
But the people who are members of the Creek Nation, citizens of the Creek Nation, we don't have jurisdiction over them.
Okay. Wow. So this is going to cause a lot of fallout from future cases, things that people can do about this, right?
There's going to be lots and lots of confusion, you know?
Interesting.
But what's that saying?
Yeah.
What a tangled web
we weave. When to others we deceive. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm so glad you wrapped that up. I really appreciate you. I know you got to go. You got to do your own show, but thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
God bless.
Ditto. Chris Ann Hall, chrisannhall.com. That was great. And she's amazing. In fact, her really, honestly, if when you people always wonder, well, how can we learn about the Constitution? Mm-hmm. This is why we have her on the show all the time. This is why I have Mike Meharry. This is why we have all these people. And yet, if you want to go and solely learn about the Constitution, she, I think, is one of the greatest resources our country has. You can go to chrisannhall.com, chrisannehall.com, and you can look at all of her information, all of her courses, and all of her written statements about things too. It really is. I mean, we just have such a lack of look at the governor standing up and saying by the 10th Amendment they can mandate a mask. And I'm not sure what state you're in right now, whether you're in Illinois or New York or California. They do not have that right. And I'm so grateful for Chrisanne in spelling that out, because they're going to say that 10th Amendment gives them the right. No, it doesn't. It gives them no right to just do whatever the heck they want to go do. And I don't know about you, but when did we pledge allegiance to the health department and the World Health and the UN? When did we do that? Why are we doing that? And, you know, what do we do about this? What are some of the things we can do? We'll take off the mask. People that see people around without a mask on, then you go, oh, wait a minute. Take off the mask. And then what else? What else can we do? Like I said, we were talking earlier, I said, retirees, jump in the fray here. Help kids be educated. If they're going to mandate masks going back to school mm-hmm. all over the nation, well, no matter what state's going to do that, please, by all means, help these parents out, right? There's a wealth of information there.
Do anything you can to help keep those kids out of public school.
Yeah, the elderly, the retirees. I mean, this is your opportunity to really get in, and even if it's a few hours a week, this is your chance.
Become a teacher.
Yeah, become a teacher. I mean, my gosh, there's so many things that we can still do right now. Write letters, write your politicians. Those letters mean something to the stores. Those letters mean something. This is all very, very important stuff. And we really do need to do these things. I just can't even tell you what we're up against. And it's scary. It's scary. The governors have absolutely no idea what they're doing. Princeton University, you guys, Princeton University is now going to be installing a thought police. A racial thought police and punish insufficiently diverse disciplines. Yes, they have assailed the school. Professors at Princeton University have assailed the school for its alleged anti-black racism, issuing a lengthy list of demands, including bribing departments to hire minorities and punishing those that don't. Now, will all of you go to Princeton? No. It doesn't matter because the other universities usually follow suit when stuff like this happens.
Yep. And it hurts us all.
It does. We're just having some moments here in our history that are, it's just incredible, isn't it? So the U.S. is going to try to ban government contractors from using Chinese tech. It's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, Toyota fires employees for making fun of George Floyd killing. That will keep them down kneeling because they were joking about it. They were probably joking about the fallout of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be interesting to watch. Ford workers are requesting the company stop providing U.S. police with vehicles.
Yeah. There's a biggie, huh?
I mean, look at all this fallout. Look at all this stuff going on. And I still have a lot of questions about the whole George Floyd incident, don't you?
Yeah.
Did it really happen that way? Are we really being told the truth on that?
Well, all except, you know, it's probably real, all except for the one actor that played the cop that killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Working together and everything else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about you, but we're definitely having an issue. There was also a bill from Hawaii too that we probably need to talk about as well. Some interesting things. There's a new bill in Hawaii. It reminds me of that Bill song. I'm only a bill.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a new bill would give the health director power to call a health emergency and impose quarantines. Now, this is going on in a lot of states. Keep your eyes open. They're trying to give more power to the health departments. They're trying to give more power, actually, and I know this can look like a good thing, to local governments, but it's the local governments working in conjunction with the health departments, too. So you have to know that that's going to get a little insane. The health department's running the show. Have you pledged allegiance to your health department? Did you know that they were part of your business? Did you know they can tell your business what to do? They can't. They have no authority to do that. They really don't. And what we need to do on the other part of this is legally go after these people. Legally, in a court of law, you know, say, okay, you want to play this game, then what we're going to have to do is take you to court. And then we need lawyers to step up to the plate, those with the experience that can help out, because this is the time when you get to use your skills to help our country to basically put things into the lawsuit status. This is why I always say we don't need to fight another revolution. We have the Constitution now. Now we got to use it. We got to use it. We don't have a choice now. We've got to actually start. I think really making a stand with court cases. We can't be afraid of that. Why are we always so afraid of that?
Because people think it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. But if lawyers were helping out, if we had people, what about you retired folks, you know? If you could at least help out on a lot of the footwork that needs to be done, why couldn't that happen?
And you know, all attorneys have to give a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For pro bono work.
Right.
It's required. So you might luck out and find one that's willing to take that case pro bono.
Yes. Yes. And there are groups that will. We did a show on this, and there are groups right now that will handle your cases. They'll actually help you, and they'll listen to your case, and then they'll help you, and they have the money to do it.
But you have to look and ask.
Yeah,
they're not going to find you.
That's so true. And so there are ways to fight this. And you know what? It will take a little bit of our schedule. It will be a little time and effort. And communities everywhere need to start making action groups to fight this. Be right back. All of this stuff. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started Balance of Nature, I think the beginning of this year, and I just had my 6-month follow-up on my blood work. Oh my gosh, when the doctor's office called me, they were so impressed with the changes in my levels. It's hard to get a doctor excited, but when my doctor saw the blood work, she was excited. So I got to credit the fruits and veggies, you know, Balance of Nature. And considering what I've seen in the blood work, it's well worth the cost.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Hi there, welcome back. A little Sam Cooke for you. You feeling a little chain gang lately? Are you feeling a little like the government is encroaching on you? Are we their slaves? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you go over to BOM. Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. And let me tell you, I get a lot of messages from people that say, wow, this is pretty cool. You know what? You've got to have a supplement. And I firmly believe that. I've done so many shows on our food supply. And it will only get worse. It will only get worse. I'm telling you, you've got to have fruits and vegetables. This is a great way to have dehydrated fruits and vegetables at the ready that last for a long time in your cupboard. That's amazing. Also, it's a fiber drink that comes with it that's so good. You guys will love this. There's a million ways you can drink apple juice with it, water, whatever. It's so good. And you're getting all of those health benefits and nutrients. And my husband is always commenting. He's like, oh my gosh, I can tell such a difference when I'm taking this. And that's how I think everyone feels when they're taking it. So go over to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. Not only will you save a third, you'll also get free shipping. Try it out. It's guaranteed, so try it out. Then tell me how you like it, because you're going to love it. And it's three capsules of veggies, three capsules of fruit. Such an easy thing to take. And they're small. So it's really easy to take. Honestly, this is the way to do it. So, Uncle Milty.
Yes.
You were commenting on that song.
Yeah. I'm surprised somebody hasn't screamed that it's a racist song. Because a lot of blacks in the South were, sentenced to chain gangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sam himself, was black.
There you go. It'll be interesting to see what they try to go after. But, they are the minority, you guys. We have to remember that. Sometimes even when we're talking about the news of the day, these are the minority voices that the mainstream media puts the microphone in front of. So this is what we get to hear about. Not the majority, not the silent majority.
But did you hear about the letter that 100 signatories?
Mm-hmm.
Liberal
mm-hmm.
have been in the letter. They say, look, we have to mellow this out a little
mm-hmm.
because what you're doing is you're becoming what you're claiming the right is.
Right.
And it's becoming very mm-hmm. obvious. So mm-hmm. you have to chill out a little on this, cancel mm-hmm. culture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
100 liberal authors and mm-hmm. actors and different people.
Right. I know. Now, let me tell you, this article came out, and this is the kind of stuff we're getting hit with now. And I just have to tell you, it's the biggest, hardest eye roll that I can contribute today.
Okay.
Here you go. You ready for this? If you get a virus. We've had viruses since mankind. Okay, anyway. Brain problems linked to even mild virus infections. You are going to get brain damage if you get the COVID. They can't be serious, but they are. They're at potentially, see how they always couch the language?
Potentially
fatal COVID-19 complications in the brain, including delirium, nerve damage. Okay. The problem with this is, could that ever happen? Could you ever have a stroke if you had a couple of things, comorbidity going on, you had a couple of things going on and you had virus in your system?
Yes.
Yeah. But they're making it look like
how common is it? 1 in 42 million.
I mean, you might as well just say if you got struck by lightning, you might have some complications neurologically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting, you guys. The team looked at a neurological symptoms of 43 patients hospitalized with either confirmed or suspected COVID.
Or suspected. Yeah. So that's a pretty scientific study.
Right? 10 cases of temporary brain dysfunction. Or were those in the suspected COVID case?
Temporary. Well, that's good news.
12 cases of brain inflammation. Was that also in the suspected category? You guys, all over the nation, I want to say this because I don't think this message is getting across. All over the nation today, yesterday, the day before, I'm getting emails from people all over the place that are saying, my sister, my friend, my neighbor, they actually said they had COVID without a test. You only have to have two symptoms now. If it's fatigue and cough or whatever, that's it. You're declared a test positive COVID. And even with that going on, they can only say that 15,000 people in America today, in the entire country, are even considered serious.
There's one symptom that's really uh-huh. serious, and that's if you go to take a test and don't take it.
Yes.
That symptom is an automatic.
Yes, you have COVID. If you go to take the test and you walk out of line.
Yeah.
They're going to say you are a test positive case and add you to the rack of numbers for your state and for your county.
Because you didn't stay to after you waited
so
2 hours.
So you are a suspected case. Remember when I played the tape from the from Texas where the CDC then redefined what a case was? This was 2 months ago. And so just remember that as cases go up and states are now saying you have to wear a mask, which they have no authority to do. That's why they're not calling it a law. They're calling it a mandate because there's no authority for them to do this. My own governor in my state said, if you're all good boys and girls, then August 1st, if you're bad boys and girls, we're going to issue a mandate. But you're going to do it voluntarily, aren't you? Wink, wink. Because if you don't, we're going to stick it to you. This is the kind of stuff going on with all the governors. The governors are the problem right now.
Yeah. And I wish they'd simplify things and just say, by order of the governor, we demand you be afraid, very afraid.
be very, very afraid.
Be very afraid.
And if you notice, they're not saying deaths. They're not saying, you know, they're not saying the death toll anymore. What they're saying is just test positive cases.
Yeah. Not even test positive.
They're calling it infections. You don't have an infection, but they're calling it an infection.
Confirmed.
Okay. Yeah. So just so we're all aware. Just wanted to make sure that we say that. And we almost have to say it every day to actually contradict what you're hearing in mainstream, because that's the truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hi there. Hey, Milty.
Hi there.
How are things? Well, you're already telling me how things are there in mini California.
Yes. Yep. Well, we're in Illinois. We're all over the country right now. What do you have to say to the country?
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I've expressed my opinion before that there's no validated test for the virus, so none of the numbers mean anything.
Yeah, they don't.
But the question I have really refers to an earlier topic of yours, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And that is about the things being named Dixie.
Okay, that was for
Dixie.
A local. That was for a local
I'm
program.
I'm curious what is the background of that? What does
that was,
Utah has to do with the Mason-Dixon line.
That was on the local show, and so we can address that tomorrow on the local show. But, you know, there's a lot of things out there that are getting renamed across the country, and right now, as this show plays in a lot of different places, you might be encountering this in your own area, as I am in mine.
Or if you have a statue.
If you have a statue. And it could mean, it could be a statue that has nothing to do with anything, and they're going to make at something. In fact, I think they want a statueless country. They want a country without a past. And the thing is, and I describe this on the show, I'm so proud of America. I'm so proud that we were the country that decided that freedom of religion would exist here, because all the conversations to change slavery for humanity that had been going on for centuries, black and white and purple and brown, okay, America used the freedom of religion to then have conversations in churches that changed hearts and minds, reminding people, is that God's law? You know, should slavery exist? In the newspapers, in the editorials, in the opinions. This is what was the catalyst for ending slavery in the world. I am so proud to be an American for that reason. I am so proud of my country. Did it take 80 years to do it? Yep. But it went on for centuries. We get that, right? It was a mindset. It was a mindset of the people of that time. And they were able to change hearts and minds in this country, which had a domino effect on all the other countries. Like Peru. Peru changed their constitution. All these other countries we're then, at the same time then, going, oh, okay, we're ending this. Isn't that amazing? Now, we still have human trafficking going on. We still have types of slavery going on today. In effect, we're all slaves to our governments. We've done shows on that, too.
Yeah.
We're all slaves to our government. But let me say this, though. Be very, very proud to be from this country. This country needs to remember that past, because they have a huge, huge effort to rid ourselves of our past. They don't want us to remember that notion. They don't want us to understand that. So that what they're doing, we had a conversation about Amazon and Kindle, right? Kindle is the word for fire. It's the word for kindling, book burning. Think book burning when you think Kindle. I have a Kindle, but let me tell you, there's something to that. When we start to rid ourselves of all the books in people's attics, the ones that aren't in print anymore, the old books, I sure hope you don't ever get rid of those. Please don't. Even if your spouse is like, get rid of them. Don't. Just don't do it. We are going to need those books. We're going to be ridding ourselves of history where everything's going to be electronic. And then from the electronic standpoint, they'll say which books stay and which are gone. But something in print, you can't just click a button and it's gone. Oh, man, we got a lot of problems, don't we, with that?
Yeah.
Our history is so important, you guys. And we have to start teaching our kids and grandkids. You know, a lot of people are going to probably be homeschooling now because of the mask wearing in schools, and that's child abuse. It's oxygen deprivation all day long, and it's a psychological effect because you can't see the teacher's face, the kids' faces. You can't see smiling. You can't see all these interpretive social cues. You can't see all of that
anymore.
That's
right.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Well, it's going to change the way your children think.
It will, yes.
It will change the way they think.
And to be more isolated and behind plexiglass and stay away from me. You have cooties and you're going to touch me. And think about the psychological effect on this. It's so disturbing. It's so beyond disturbing. So homeschooling is going to be your avenue. There's lots of ways to do it. I have Dr. Duke Pesta on the show who is constantly talking about FPEUSA.org. F as in family, P as in parent, E as in educator, FPEUSA.org. Go there. Check it out. These things are amazing and they're online. You can do homeschool from being online and at home.
Yep.
And if you're worried about the social aspects, believe me, that comes from parents, not schools. If it came from schools, you would never have any bullying of the nerds.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any nerds if school made you cool and sociable. It doesn't. So parents do that, and parents can get together with other parents with kids, and you'll have plenty of experiences with other children. But we've got to do something as a nation. Take off the mask, stop wearing it. And the social distancing thing is ridiculous. And we've got to start writing more letters and calls. We've got to do all the things we can do right now. Because I really do believe you don't need another bloody revolution. What you need is to use the Constitution that was put into place. That was hard fought. That was hard won. So let's use it. What are we doing? We don't need to go back there.
We also have to be ready to call out people who misbehave.
Yeah.
We don't do that much.
No, look at Biden. Why isn't there more stuff on Biden? Why aren't people writing more editorials on the fact that I can't even believe he's running for president a third time after being pretty much a convicted liar? I mean, good heavens.
Nancy Pelosi was asked why she won't admonish protesters who are tearing down statues.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, people will do what they do.
Oh, wow. People will do what they
unless do? They're white.
Unless they're white.
Then they're criminals.
Then you can't do what you want to do.
Right.
Got the message loud and clear, Nancy.
People will do what they do.
These communists are running government. I'm just floored by it, aren't you?
Way floored.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about the coin shortage. I want to talk about some remedies. There are some remedies. Maybe you can get your hands on for any type of virus that lands in the lungs. So they're saying, you know, COVID is that virus. Okay, well, there's lots of ways. And there's a Texas doctor that said this is so effective. One dose of this and it's gone. And people take it for breathing problems too. I'll be right back with that and more on the Kate Daly Show. And if you don't get this show in your area, the rest of the show today, then get it on podcast at katedalyradio.com. katedalyradio.com. And there's also a COVID button. And on the COVID button is a letter you can print out or have a snapshot on your phone of to help you so that you don't have to wear a mask in places that demand it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.